Hey guys, so running a little behind on this episode, I know, I'm so sorry, but it's day 20 and it's getting rough, okay? So, alright, let's start the intro. Okay, my beautiful little pineapples, it is time to start the Mama Needs a Monster podcast today. I'm going to try to keep it on a more positive note from now, but like I said, it's been a long 20 days, so yeah. Also, side note, if you hear some noise in the background, my kids are awake, so they have their cartoons and stuff on while I record, and my dishwasher is running, and I'm standing kind of by it, so that's probably what you're hearing. I am so sorry for the background noise. So, Alexia, come here for a minute. I need to ask you a question.
What?
What do you think of the virus?
Good.
It's good? Why?
Bad.
It's bad? Because people are getting sick and dying. Yeah? What do you want to tell all the people out there about the virus? To stay safe?
You guys, you have to stay safe.
Should we wash our hands?
Should we wash our hands?
Yeah. Should we wear a mask when going out in public? Yeah?
Let's go out public and stay out there, outside.
Well, we would have to wear a mask, and Daddy's going to come help us. Would you like to go on a walk in a little bit?
I want to wear my mask. I'm going to go take a walk.
We have to find one for you. We don't have one for you yet. Amazon will. We have to order it.
Oh, let me play a game. Bye, guys. Wait.
So for this whole 20 days, I would like to say I've been locked down with my family, my husband and my two kids, all 20 days. That's part of what's making it so rough. I've actually learned that there are two types of family. There's the families that this whole quarantine thing, everybody gets closer together and they do activities together and learning and all that fun shit. Unfortunately, my family is the other kind of family where we just yell at each other from the other room and get under each other's skin the whole time. So, like I mentioned, there was two types of family. And the first type, I mean, at first I was a little jealous of those moms who could be like the homeschool moms and their kids are learning and doing all this fun crap and they get to, like, you know, have homeschool and bake cookies and it's just, that's not me. That's never been me and it's never gonna be me. I've just gotta learn to accept that, and I just fucking have a hard time sometimes. But you know, if you're not doing that, that's okay. We should really right now all kind of be focusing on, like, togetherness, and being with who we love, if we are with who we love, if we're lucky enough to be. Some of us aren't. Some of us are locked down out there alone, so if you are someone who's alone, don't be afraid to, like, you know, reach out and FaceTime like your mom or your dad or your friends. And if you are someone who's locked down with my family, I almost said you were locked down with my family. Yes, please come lock down with my family. That would be probably not fun for you. Now, if you're someone like me and you're in the second type of family where you just get under each other's skin and yell at each other and all that stuff, like, we don't like yell at each other, we're not like screaming, fighting, but it's definitely to a point where everyone just needs space. But we live in a small-ish apartment, so, and we're locked down and really can't go anywhere, so there's really nowhere to go for space, and I literally have to wait till the kids are sleeping to do anything. Which, by the way, speaking of which, I had to record the rest of this episode after the kids went to bed, so that's why there's no more background noise, and that's why it's a little later than it should have been. I'm so sorry. But yeah, it's literally to the point where I'm literally just ready to, like, ditch my whole family for, like, a full-on week. And I almost want to say, like, if you're locked down alone, that I'm envious of you, but at the same time, I almost feel like, you know, the grass is always greener. I already know myself, and I know if I was locked down alone, I would not do well. I think I would do well the first couple of days because I'd be like, yeah, I get a break from everyone. This is awesome. But then after like 3 or 4 days, I'd be like dying to go somewhere. Like I'm already dying to go somewhere, but I think I'd just be dying to go somewhere just to talk to other people and be around other people. But right now with social distancing the way it is, get the fuck away from me is no longer a rude statement. It's like legit, like common sense. And it's one of those things that you have to say to people when they just won't back the fuck off, you know? Like, they should back off anyways, like, if you need space or you are one of those people who have a personal bubble, like I do. But now it's kind of acceptable to just yell randomly at a stranger to get the fuck away from you. So, but I already know if I was alone, I would not be doing any better. I'd probably be doing a lot worse, actually. So, like I said, if you are alone, I'm so sorry. Feel free to, like, reach out to me or people on, like, social media. I mean, FaceTime people, like, call people on the phone. Even texting, dude. But, like, just do what you can. Everybody just try and stay connected as best as you can without actually, like, seeing each other. Because let's get this knocked out. Let's all stay home and get it knocked out so we can go back out in the summer and wear our bikinis and our fun stuff and our, you know, and have parties and barbecues. And I want to see people that are not my kids and my husband. Not that I don't love my kids and my husband. I totally do. But I want to see other people, dude. No, but all joking aside, though, I love my family. And I actually feel like I'm very lucky to have been able to quarantine and lock down and actually have family to do that with. Because like I said before, there's a lot of people out there who don't, so I'm just gonna count my blessings. Of day 20, my best friend Sandra, if you don't know, 2 episodes ago, her and I did an episode together, and I've actually spoke about her quite a bit. But yeah, feel free to go back through my other episodes and listen, and you'll kind of get a sense for who she is and stuff like that and how we met and all that stuff. But she sent us a package today, which the kids were super excited about. It had some toys in there for them, which they literally played with from the time we opened them until they fought me tooth and nail to go to sleep, because they loved them so much. But yeah, and then also in the package was like some chocolates, which, girl, I am always down for chocolates. So thank you, Sandra, so much for the chocolates. I ate most of them. Well, my family got a few pieces because, man, it's hard being a mom and it's hard being in this lockdown. And oh, also in the package was like some clothes or some, well, mainly it was tank tops. Actually only tank tops. Basically, me and her do this thing where instead of like donating all of the old clothes, we kind of will do like swaps. So I have a package that I need to send her. I just need to, next time we get paid, make sure we have enough groceries and all the bills paid. And then if I have enough money, I'm going to send the package to her. If not, when we get out of here, I will hand deliver it, but it's going to have a thing of clothes in it for her and then some gifts for her because I have Christmas and birthday gifts for her, and hers was Christmas gifts for us because we literally have not seen each other, I don't think, since before Christmas, which is actually since the end of summer, which is pretty crazy. But yeah, we don't get a chance to see each other much often anymore, especially now that I have kids, and for a long time she was working and going to school, because of, well, it was before the whole lockdown started. She did wind up getting laid off, which sucks. So I'm hoping she gets another job soon, Sandra. So we are all wishing you luck. And she's finished with school now. Well, for now anyways. And so, which makes it a little, probably a little more easier to see her now for me anyways. But yeah, so I need to send a package back to her. And then will be good. Speaking of packages, did you hear about all the shutdowns going on at the Amazon plants because so many of the workers are testing positive for coronavirus? That's like insane to me that they've had so many people or so many workers test positive with coronavirus, but nobody has caught coronavirus off of an Amazon package yet. That's just so weird to me because it can live. I know I said in the last episode that it can live up to 24 hours. I have now actually learned it can live up to 3 days, and I'm actually now not 100% certain on what kind of surfaces it can live on. So, yeah. So at least I know no one here has it. So Sandra, I am also praying whoever your mail carrier is also does not have it. And I'm also praying for all the other mail carriers that none of them get it, because mail in like groceries and banks and gas and all that, and obviously doctors and nurses as well, are all essential jobs. And 20% of the people who are testing positive for coronavirus are people in essential jobs, mainly doctors and nurses, but people in essential jobs nonetheless. And it's really crazy. So if you see someone who is still working and they have an essential job, be sure to thank them, because it can't be easy working, especially right now. So yeah. All right, so I know in the last episode I talked about a lot of movies and TV shows and music that I was listening to and other things like that. And I just want to give you a couple more ideas of things that I've been doing, and maybe you might like to do them too. Speaking of baking cookies, since I mentioned that earlier, I have done some baking here and there, and more cooking, like actual cooking. I've also slept a lot more than normal. So sleeping and cooking and baking, those are all fun things to try and do. And cleaning, you should probably clean a lot anyways, even though I'm also one of those people who, I do clean my house, but it tends to get very messy again very quickly. So there are some days where I'll just like kind of be lazy and not pick up, even though it needs to be picked up. Although I have been doing it more often now since we're home all the time. I've also started working out a lot, so like if you don't work out, try it. You will feel totally better and it'll help you get through this. At least it's helping me. So if you're the type of person that, you know, you've been questioning it or wanting to, this is definitely the time to start. And now, I don't know much about video games, but I know, since this is kind of along the same vein that I suggested last time, TV and movies and all that, I know that my husband plays a lot of video games. He plays a lot of World of Tanks. There's another game he's playing right now on the computer that I don't remember what it's called. I'm too lazy to get up and go ask him. So yeah, but like check computer games. A lot of game companies now are releasing some games on sale or like discounted prices, or even some things that are for free for your games. I know a lot of DLCs are going out for free for different games, like if you have a PlayStation 4, like we do. What else? I know a lot of like gaming consoles as well are going on sale, and a lot of video games themselves are going on sale, like if you wind up at the store, which, let's be honest, during this time, we're probably all going to wind up at the store at least once or twice. So yeah, definitely look into video games too if you're not in the whole working out thing or baking or cooking or doing any of that shit. Or crafts. Crafts, I've done a lot of like t-shirt cutting as well the other day. I got really bored and I like revamped a bunch of old t-shirts and just cut them into like muscle tanks and like crop tops and shit. So if you're like crafty and a DIYer, definitely go for it, because you could like redo your whole wardrobe. I actually have some more stuff that I want to redo. I'm just not doing it right now or today or soon, but I'm gonna have some cute tops for summer that I didn't even have to go buy that are gonna be fun to wear and awesome and cute. So guys. If you missed story time, don't worry. Story time is back. I didn't tell one last week because I wasn't sure of what story I would tell, but I'm going to tell you a story. Again, I'm not really sure which one to tell you, so I'm just going to think of one real quick like that. And ready, go, 1, 2, 3, thinking time. It's actually a story time that happened this week. My mom came to visit, and it was kind of the first time this whole time that any of us, I think, really felt normal. I mean, we've gone out to get takeout orders of food, and we've gone out grocery shopping, but, because things are the way that they are, it just didn't feel normal at all when we did those things. So my mom came over, and it was awesome because we kind of picked up downstairs, and the kids and I got to, you know, get ready and go. We didn't really go anywhere. We just kind of drove around, and we went outside and played a lot, and then we just went and drove around for 2 hours, and we drove around through this whole area. We went up the mountain up to like Long Barn and Sugar Pine, which those are areas that I love. We went up until so far up the mountain that there was snow. Like, it was really dirty, mostly melted snow, but it was there. And then we went down like almost to like Angel's Camp. We went through Columbia and all that kind of stuff, and it was really fun. And then we all just kind of hung out at my house. And I honestly, this is the thing. Don't get me wrong, I love my family, and I love my mom, but sometimes my mom is one of those people, she's very opinionated, and she sometimes will hold back depending on the situation, but most of the time she will just tell you, like, what she thinks and not give a shit. So sometimes it can be hard, like, sometimes she'll try to be, like, nice about it, but other times she just doesn't give a shit. She'll just tell you, like, hey, this and this and this. And so sometimes it kind of makes it hard to hang out with her, because sometimes you're like just doing your thing and it's not necessarily something you want to hear, but she'll tell you if she thinks, you know, you need to hear it, and or she thinks it and she wants you to know. But even when she was doing that, like, I kind of didn't mind. It was just so nice to see someone that I'm not stuck with, which I mean, we're not stuck inside, we're safe inside. I understand that, but sometimes just being with the same people and doing the same things every single day for 3 weeks is hard. It's hard. And yes, it's good to have like a routine and all that, but this isn't routine for anyone, and it's not normal for anyone. So it was nice to, even though we just drove around and even though we just like walked around outside, it was just nice to be able to do those things, because I feel like more often than not, we take for granted the little things. We take for granted the fact that we can just go outside and be in the sun and be free to do that. And I don't mean to get like weird and emotional on anybody, but like, it's hard right now. It's hard right now for everyone. And it was just nice to be able to also be able to just go drive around, because I feel like sometimes, you know, we're lucky enough to have cars, or if you are lucky enough to have a car, or lucky enough to be able to afford gas, or lucky enough to have the time to do these kinds of things, it's because you can do it. It's something you don't care about because you take it for granted, you know? Like, the nice weather, because it's becoming springtime, is just, well, it's springtime, that's just how it is, it's how it's always been. But when you're locked down inside, it's all you have to be able to go out and do that, you know? So, anyways, I guess the moral of the story is appreciate who you have, appreciate your loved ones, appreciate the little things. Because there are some people out there right now who don't have people to come visit them, or who can't go outside, or who
aren't blessed enough to have a car or time or gas or money or even food. Like, it's fucking hard, you guys. And I hope we can all continue to stay inside and stay safe and continue to keep in touch with each other and help each other, but in a safe way. And I hope that when we all get out of here, we can all still feel this sense of community and the sense of care towards each other, if that makes any sense. All right, that's it. That's going to be the end of my weird emotional rant. Now I'm going to go cry in a corner alone. Bye, guys. 1 last reminder before I go to please stay home. Please wash your hands and not touch your face. Wear a face mask if you have to go out. Don't panic buy, because it's hard on everybody when people panic buy. If you know of people struggling or you're struggling yourself, don't be afraid to help or ask for help. Don't be afraid to reach out to loved ones. And as always, my beautiful little baby boos, if we ever cross paths, I will buy you tacos and touch your butt. I love you.